But for us to come out on the back of that Perth game and get a big strong win from our backs against the wall a little bit, it was big.
It's time to talk basketball NBL with Nigel Purchase. Good morning, Nigel.
G'day, Finey.
Well, I put it down as top versus bottom, but not an upset. Both teams were on the road on the weekend. Sort of course, the big trip was Melbourne after losing to Perth, having to get all the way back to Sydney, but blanked out a little bit by Sydney's trip up to Cairns. And with a competition that is almost start again stuff, I wasn't surprised now with Golding and Ware going so well that we toppled the league leaders.
No, it's not a surprise at all. And like you're saying, in most leagues, in any sport, you'd say top versus bottom, you'd say it's going to be a lay-down misere. But, you know, with Melbourne United and the talent they've got and the fact that they had Dave Anderson out as well after injuring or hurting his knee on the Friday night over in Perth, you know, a lot of people would have said it's going to be an easy game for the Kings based on ladder position, all that sort of stuff. But the Melbourne United are obviously a very, very good team. Casper Ware has changed the dynamics of Melbourne United. And I think one of the best things for Melbourne United was that watching Chris Golding, you could just tell in his eye and his demeanour and the way he was going about his business that he wasn't going to let Melbourne United lose that game. And his shooting was sensational. And when they're on fire like that, they're a very hard team to watch. But I suppose that the thing from a Melbourne United point of view is that they just need to build that consistency week in, week out, and they should be a team that fares in the finals.
Chris Golding, interesting stat. I heard any time he's shot 6 3-pointers in a game, he's been on the winning side in the NBL, and he exceeded that against Sydney. It's a weapon that Melbourne United have and are now probably the envy of all teams because of.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, both him and Ware in the backcourt, they're dynamic. They're fantastic. I mean, as they were yesterday, Ware went 4 of 8 from 3-point land, and Golding went 6 of 10. And as a team, they went 14 of 29 from the 3-point mark. And compare that to the Kings, who really didn't shoot the ball well. They went 7 of 26 from three. They just really weren't on their game, and I thought their defense was lacking yesterday, Sydney as well. But a really good game. I was excited. I sat down with the fam and watched it, and it was a very entertaining game. And probably the most impressive thing, which I enjoyed, was just seeing Kevin Lish, who's probably the best player in the country right now. You know, going up against Ware was really a highlight of the game, and just seeing those guys go at it was fantastic. At one stage, Ware did the old flop, and Lish gave him a bit of a mouthful. So there's a real healthy rivalry between those two teams, and right now United lead 2-1 in the series.
How serious is David Anderson's knee?
Well, from what I gather and speaking to people, you know, around the traps, it was wise for him not to play on Sunday. It was a knock, and he sort of went hyperextended it a little bit. But they're checking it out again today. You know, all reports are it's not too serious. But until we hear from the medicos, we don't really know. So he's a very important part of that team. If they are going to fare in the postseason, he's a guy that they need to have on the floor. But given all that, it was a great result for Melbourne United yesterday up in Sydney.
And just to epitomise exactly how even the competition is, the Brisbane Bullets started, I think, on the weekend, or at least maybe even on Sunday, in second place, had a loss, and now they're down in sixth.
It's kind of ridiculous. And I suppose that the hardest thing in this is, you know, when you sort of compare it to the AFL, where every team's played the same amount of games pretty much for the whole season, except for that split round. But right now, the Sydney Kings are on top by one loss, if that makes sense. So they've got one less loss than the next team, but they've got 3 more wins. So they've played up to 4 more games than some of the other teams. So all of that stuff makes the ladder a little bit misleading. And But still, I'm sure Andrew and Leonard and Dean Dickman up there in Sydney would still be happy to be on top of the ladder, which they are now. And but they have played a lot more games than others, so it is a bit misleading. But the parity of the competition is something we've never seen before in the NBL. Finally, it's quite amazing.
And it's what every competition wishes for themselves, because it makes every game a mini final. So over the Christmas New Year period, if you can get to Melbourne United's home games, watch them on TV when they're away. Any NBL game, you're watching one that is maybe season defining. That's good for the competition. Nigel, thanks for joining us this morning, and great to have a chat.
Thank you, buddy. And also just a quick shout out to Dean on Rangers. They did well in WNBL
yep.
for Perth. And just quickly, Marcelin and Box Hill won the school championships last weekend out at the State Basketball Centre. So we're doing very good things here with basketball development in this state of ours, finally.